Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Holy smokes, have you found a friend to share this episode with? Well, right now, think of two friends that you can text this episode to so you guys can listen to it together. Are you guys ready for part two? I am very nervous. Is Samantha and Annika going to be able to get to that clinic in time to save that little girl? They need to run really fast. And through all that snow? Well, let's find out what happens. Let's go! As the snow began to pile up, each step that Samantha took became a little and little more slippery. Have you ever tried to run through the snow before? It can be very slippery and sticky, because you don't know exactly what's underneath the snow. It could be a hole, it could be a rock or a branch that's covered up by all that snow. So as Samantha is running, each step is a new little risk of unknown that what hides underneath that snow. The rocky path that they were running down was very twisty and turny. You know, they had several miles to ride to get to that clinic that was far away, that hopefully they had the medicine that they needed for that little girl. And Annika was holding on tightly to Samantha with every turn. It was almost dark by now. The sun was starting to set, but with the snowstorm, it made it way darker than it should be if there weren't any clouds out. How? In the distance, Samantha and Annika could both hear the sound of wolves howling in the night. The sound of wolves always made Samantha really uneasy, but she could feel Annika's hand rubbing against the side of her neck, and that made her feel a lot safer. They had been riding for already over an hour. Samantha could feel Annika holding very tightly onto her back. You see, that cold wind that was howling and the snow that was blowing was very cold against Annika's face. And so as she was riding Samantha, she was pressing her whole body and kind of using Samantha's neck to shield herself from that very cold breeze. Samantha knew how serious this was. She knew that they had to get that medicine in time to save that little girl back home. Finally, up ahead, way up ahead, they could see a very bright light flickering. That was the light of the clinic. They were almost there. Samantha kicked it into second gear and took off even faster. Brum, brum, brum. Before Samantha even had time to stop in front of the clinic, Annika had already jumped off and ran inside. Not even 2 seconds later, two wolves came walking from around the corner, growling and starting to nip at Samantha's feet.
Oh no, those are the two wolves that were howling at us the whole way here.
Samantha was really nervous, but horses have a very special skill to defend themselves. Do you know what that special skill is? You could pretty much call Samantha a karate expert, because they're very good at kicking. Even though wolves made Samantha very nervous, she had to choose to be brave. She took a deep breath and waited for the right moment. A wolf was trying to bite her back right leg, and all of a sudden, boom! She kicked as hard as she could into the side of the wolf, and the wolf went flying through the snow. And the two of them got scared of Samantha and ran away. Samantha was very proud of herself for standing up to those scary wolves. Just then, Annika came running through the door. She was holding a bag of something.
We got it! We got the medicine! We gotta go! Hurry!
Annika jumped on and off. Samantha tore through the snow. The snow was now getting very deep, and the wind was howling. It had now become completely nightfall, and it was very, very dark. While Annika was in the clinic, she grabbed a lantern, and that was their only light. You see, 200 years ago, they didn't have flashlights, or headlamps, or streetlights, or anything. When it was nighttime, it was very, very dark. Annika held out that lantern as far in front as she could, but it only lit up the path just a few feet in front of them. And as Samantha was running very quickly, the light was almost doing no good. But it's a good thing Samantha had very good eyesight. As she zoomed through the trail and that winded and back and forth through the mountains, those 2 hours back felt like forever. Every step along the way was a fight. She had to use all of her strength with every single step she took. The sound of the wolves howling was from very far away. They knew that they had outrun those mean wolves that were trying to chase them, and those wolves were not going to keep up during this terrible snowstorm. I think those wolves were just going to head back to their cave and not come out until this snow was all done.
You can do it, Samantha. You can do it. We're almost there. Just think of that little girl,
whispered Annika into Samantha's ears. That little reminder from Annika made Samantha run even faster. They could see the town lights in the distance. They were getting closer and closer, but the snow was getting deeper and deeper. She now, instead of running through the snow, was more like jumping through the snow. With each leap, they got closer and closer, and finally they reached the town. Annika jumped off the back of Samantha and ran inside. The two girls' parents were still knelt over at the bedside of that little girl. They were so happy to see Annika back. They gave that little girl the medicine, and now all they could do was wait. Annika came back outside to Samantha to bring some food and some water to her, and Samantha couldn't even eat it. She was so worried about that little girl. The rest of the night, Samantha and Annika didn't sleep a wink. They were waiting outside the house of the little girl in case she needed something else. By morning, the snow had stopped and the sun was starting to come up over the hills, and the parents walked outside. They gave Annika the biggest hug ever. The medicine had worked! The little girl's fever was gone and she is starting to feel better. All thanks to Samantha and Annika.
Wow, what an amazing adventure. I'm so glad that Samantha and Annika were able to save that little girl, right?
Whew, I was nervous, but I'm so glad that she's better and that Samantha is a very brave horse. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and holy smokes, that was an awesome adventure! Samantha is super duper brave, and holy smokes, I'm glad that she knows karate and can kick those mean wolves away. That was insane! And that's so crazy that they had to ride 2 hours just to get that medicine. Wow, they really know how to choose to be brave. And I think Samantha definitely earned a real sleep. Not the kind of sleep where she's standing up, but a nice comfy bed in the barn. Have a super duper day. I'll see you next time. Bye!